Our guest at the cafe this morning is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers and Commerce in Quinlan, Kim Sines. Good morning.
Good morning.
I came across an article and showed it to you that I thought you would appreciate. Four major differences between ICU and emergency room ER nurses. And would you qualify as both you yourself?
I spent about 6 months in the ICU before I decided that I was clearly the other ER personality.
Really? So you think the ER, the description of the ER nurse applies to you?
This is probably the most spot on article I've ever read.
It's very interesting. And they point out that, and we might think, you know, people on the outside might think there's a lot of similarities because they're both in situations where people's lives are at risk. But it says the ER, of course, situated much higher intensity, more unpredictable. And the ICU is a much more structured environment.
Right. The ER is often a controlled chaos, which nurses in that area tend to thrive on. And it's fast paced, and it's a overall big picture thought that you have to work within to take care of a entire group of patients and staff members. And the ICU is much more focused on a smaller number, two patients usually. And so the focus is really just different.
And the ER nurse is someone who to some extent enjoys. No nurse wants someone to be hurt or be in a desperate situation, but still thrives on that on the pressure of that situation and being in that in the moment where you have to rise to the occasion.
That's right. There's a lot of adrenaline release in the ER, and that the personality that lends to that does well in that situation.
Adrenaline is the word that I was looking for there. Of course, we have a nursing school that's about to open here at A&M Commerce, and the building is going up, and we're watching it day by day take shape. And I believe by this fall, it will be open. Do nurses consciously choose to be an ER nurse or an ICU nurse, or is that something that you just kind of go with the flow and you get directed to one or the other?
I think that with the way the situation is now, they have opportunities during school to visit the different areas, so it gives them an idea of what each type of nursing is like. But often the personality is ingrained in a person, and it might not necessarily know what they exactly want to do, but you know where they would not be a good fit. Some people like routines and patterns, and that's definitely not an ER setting for you. That would be more of like an inpatient unit where you have X number of patients and here's what I have for today. And then some people you can tell just like a little more variation to their day and a rapid pace. So it just really depends on the person.
We're talking with Kim Sines, and Kim is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers and Commerce in Quinlan. I came across an article, Four Major Differences Between ICU and Emergency Nurses. Very interesting. Well, it talks about now some of the specific differences here in the two. Workflow, comparing the two, it mentions ER nurses thrive in chaos. I have personalities that work best amid a storm of disorganization. But again, I see you as a very organized person. On the other hand, ICU typically operates like a well-oiled machine, and ICU nurses wouldn't have it any other way. So.
Right. It's an interesting difference in the two, and they're both critical care, and it takes a lot of independent thinking and critical thinking to do both of those, but they are so very different.
And then another personality types, ER nurse, adaptable, calm and collected, quick acting, adrenaline seekers, loves organized chaos. You think that is
absolutely
accurate?
True. Yes.
And the ICU nurse, meticulous, organized, planners.
Right. ICU nurses are excellent at what they do. During my time there, it just was very, very confining. When you do two very serious patients for 12 hours, that takes a special person to be able to do that.
Yeah. So the ICU nurses tend to be able to develop relationships with the patients and families, but ER, really, you don't have the opportunity to do that because people are in and out.
Right. And so the ER nurse, that is sometimes a downfall because you don't always have a good follow-up to know what happened to the patients that you've taken care of. So you're often left wondering about those things. So in the ICU, you do have more longer-term relationships with the patients.
Mm-hmm. So what we hear about people who are, of course, the upper level as the registered nurse, but an ER nurse or an ICU nurse, either one might be a registered nurse.
They generally they are registered nurses. Yes,
that's required or expected. I got you. Okay, good. Kim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Kim Zines, director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce and Quinlan. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.